Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Erev and Daf Chavtes. We're 8 lines from the top of the Amid. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava. Rava announced to his Talmidim, Hareini ki ben Azai b'shuket Tveria. I'm like ben Azai in the marketplace of Tveria. Let's take a look at Rashi, 7 lines from the top. Hareini ki ben Azai b'shuket Tveria. Yoimu b'dicha havalei l'Rava. Rashi says, Rava was in a pleasant state of mind. V'amalu l'Talmidav, and he called out to his Talmidim, Hashta tzili dat toy. I right now have clarity of mind. V'harini mezuman. I'm available. L'hoshiv b'charifos. I have the ability to respond with sharpness, with accuracy, to any question, to anybody who's going to ask me a question. And he compared himself to Ben Azai, who was very clear-minded and very deep. Like Ben Azai, who used to say his drashas in the marketplaces of Tveria, and he was very deep. There was nobody in his generation who compared to his clarity, to his sharpness, his depth. And actually, Ben Azai used to say, "V'yoyimer kol chachmi Yisrael lefanai, all chacham of Klal Yisrael before me are like keklipas hashum, like the thin peel of a garlic. Chutz min hakareach hazeh, except for this specific chacham, kareach is the reshum and karcha." So Rava called out, in his pleasantness, he says, "I'm ready to respond to any question." Says the Gemara. So one of the individuals there took advantage. Amar lei Omer Rabban. So one of the Rabbanans there turned to him and he said, Amar lei Rabban l'Rav tapuchim b'kama. If one establishes an Erev using apples, how many apples are needed for the Erev? What is considered mazon of shtei su'udos, amount needed for 2 meals when it comes to apples? Amar lei, so Rav responded, how do you even know you can use apples? Who says you can use apples for an Erev? Perhaps Rav held that since it's merely used as a dessert, it's not significant enough to be considered an Erev. Or perhaps, as others say, the apples in the time of the Chacham, in the time of the Gemara, perhaps hard, not so tasty. So Rav questioned, challenged him, how do you even know you can use this? Says the Gemara, why not? Do you mean that you cannot use apples? V'atnan. We went to the Mishnah where it indicates that apples are suitable for Erev. The Mishnah says as follows. Kolo oilchlin mitstarfen. All types of foods can combine, can be mitzarif, lifsel esagvia, b'chatzi pras. So speaking about, if a person ate food which is tummy, so this goes ahead and disqualifies him, lifsel esagvia, is the body, it disqualifies the person from eating truma. How much tummy food is to be eaten to arrive at that point? B'chatzi pras. So a half of a pras actually also means half. Pras means a half of a loaf, which is used for the Erev, which has 2 meals in it. So chatzi pras means half of that half. Rashi says is equal to the volume of 2 eggs. So that amount of tummy food eaten by a person disqualifies him from truma. Now the Mishnah is telling us all types of foods can combine to arrive at this quantity. If you have a chatzi pras consisting of many different types of food, then you arrive at this halacha. Likewise, you can combine all types of foods to arrive at the quantity of a mazon shtei sudos, 2 sudos worth of food, in order to establish the Erev. So all types of foods can be used for that. You can combine various foods to arrive at the quantity of a kebetza, which is needed for tumas oichlin. So if the food is tamei, you need a kebetza in order for it to have the ability to transfer tumah to something else. So here we see that all types of foods are suitable fit for Erev, including apples. So that's more, v'haimat yufta. What's your raya from here? Ilema, perhaps your kash is, mishum diktoni kolo eichlem, because the Mishnah says, all types of foods can be used for the Erev. V'hani b'nei achil nino, apples should be included, they're edible. Says the Gemara, but the Mishnah, which sets forth a klal kolo eichlem, is not necessarily an accurate generality. V'amar b'yechon, there b'yechon tell us. Ein l'meidim n'aklolis. One doesn't have the ability to derive conclusively from even a general term which was set forth by a Mishnah or a Braisa. V'afilu v'makab sh'nam b'chutz. Even when the Tana specifically exempts certain things. He lists a list of exceptions. Still, perhaps we can perhaps think that there's something omitted from that list. And it's not an accurate list. So you can't really conclude, even from a general rule, stated in a Mishnah or Braisa. Likewise here, although the Mishnah says, Kol ha'ichlin, all types of foods can combine to create an Erev, perhaps, apples are accepted from this rule. Ela rather Mishnah diktani, u'b'mazin shtei sudis le'erev. The Mishnah says, all foods can combine to make the Erev. Uke beitza l'tamatumas ha'ichlin. And to matamatumas ha'ichlin, and now we know that apples certainly conform to that. They have the ability to matamatumas ha'ichlin. V'hani nami, the apples as well. B'nei tumuyi, tumas ha'ichlin inu. So if they have the ability to matamatumas ha'ichlin, and the Mishnah seems to lump together these two things, indicating that something which is matamatumas ha'ichlin can be used for an Erev. Therefore, we conclude that apples are fit for Erev. Says him, okay, once we've established that's okay for Erev, how many apples are needed? V'kama. Amar Rav Nachman, tapuchim bekav. You need to have a kav amount of tapuchim. Meisvei Rav Akasha from Rav Braisa, which seems to tell us we don't need that much. Rav Shem Malazo Eimer, so this is discussing Meisirani. Perhaps take a look at Rashi inside, who gives us the background to this Braisa. If you take a look right at the, off to the right side here, Rav Shem Malazo Eimer, says Rashi, Rav Shimon Elazar, "V'maser oni shemachalkei lanim harbe alagoyin koi." Speaking about paupers who are coming down to the farm, to the goyin, to the threshing area, and the farmer is distributing maser oni, and he'd like to know what is the minimum requirement, what is the smallest amount that he can give per oni. V'ka'amar, and the Brisa will tell us, "Ein poichsun la'oni begoyin ma'ishir." The least, the minimum amount given to the oni are these amounts listed in the price. How do we get to a minimum amount? Less than these amounts, a significant amount, that's not called giving. You have to grant. You have to do nesina. Therefore, you need to have a shir chashiv. Let's get back to the price. He gives us the quantities. He quantifies for us what is the minimum amount to be given for the ani with regards to all these types of foods listed in this price. Uchla tavlin. So when we speak about giving tavlin seasoning, we need to give an uchla. Rashi says that's an eighth of a litra. A litra, he says, is a lug. Some say it means a half a lug. So this amount of seasoning is sufficient to be granted for the ani, and we're still going to learn that all these shiurim have something in common. They're considered mazon shtei sudis, sufficient for two meals. So it's very similar to the concept of erev. And Hashem Allah lists for us the various quantities which pertain to each individual type of food and how much is needed of this particular item for the two meal use. So an uchla of tavlin, a litra of yorak, of vegetables, va'asore, goes in 10 of these nuts, perhaps we're speaking of walnuts, va'chamisha, a farsikin, 5 peaches, ishnei rimoinim, 2 pomegranates, v'esrog echad, and 1 esrog. So this was the price. Va'omar gusak bar dori, mshmei, Rav Menashe bar Shaguvli. So gusak bar dori quoted Rav Menashe bar Shaguvli, mshmei the Rav, who taught us the name of Rav, v'chein le'erov. The same din, the same shear applies to Erev as well. What's the connection? Let's take a look at Rashi inside, off to the right, immediately to the right. V'chein le'erev. Says Rashi, d'chelek ani begoyren, because the portion that is granted is the ani at the goyren, nami mazen shtei su'udesi kelam l'kamon. That's also the amount equivalent to the 2 su'udes, and therefore we apply that shear to Erev as well. Says the Gemara inside. Now, once we know that these shiurim apply to Erev, so if the Braisa tells us that how many peaches are needed? 5. So why, when it comes to apples, do you say you need a kav, which is much more than 5? Let's compare apples to peaches. Says the Gemara, v'hani nami, apples as well, let them have the halacha of peaches. and 5 should be sufficient. Says the Gemara, you can't compare. Hani chashivi, peaches are prominent, are significant, are chashiv. Vani le chashivi, as opposed to apples, which are insignificant, and therefore need more in order to establish this Erev, which is creating the makam dira. You need a larger quantity. Perhaps you eat more of it, it's more of a staple. Whatever the svarir is, it's not so chashiv, and therefore more is needed to be reckoned with. So let's take a look at Rashi inside. Again, right off to the side. This is the Rashi following the one we just saw. This was the Gemara's kasha. Let apples have the same din as a farsikin of Vitiski v'chamisha. Let 5 be enough. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference. Peaches are chashivi. V'aminel kamon. The Gemara will tell us soon. What is the rule of thumb when determining the quantity of a specific food for the Erev? Says the Gemara, it depends what type of food you're speaking about. It depends on people's eating habits. Meaning, if it's a staple food, for instance, bread, then you need a full 2 sudois worth of bread. When we're speaking about something which is merely eaten as a side dish, as a liftun, as an accompaniment to the bread, then you need 2 side dish amounts, sufficient for 2 meals. Or if something is eaten as a dessert, or as a dip, then you need 2 dip amounts, 2 dessert amounts. So it's all relative to its position, its place in a person's menu. Says Rashi, Rabin l'kamon, and the Gemara tells us later, kol shu liftan, any food which is eaten as a side dish, as an accompaniment to bread, kile lecho boy, how much is needed? The amount which is needed to be used as a side dish with the bread. Alma apparently love mamash sudos. We don't literally need 2 full sudos worth of this food. We don't need that the entire meal should consist of this item. Everything works according to its prominence and its place, its hierarchy in a person's menu. Im liftan, if it's something which is an accompaniment to bread, shadam rogel little laugh is boys apas, then the shear is kli laugh is boys apas l'shtei sudos, as much as needed for 2 side dishes, 1 side dish per meal. Vim dava rogel love b'knuach suda, who if it's something that's coming as a dessert, shiurei b'kadei shadam rogel lohavi k'nuach l'beis sudos, then we need 2 dessert amounts. So it's all relative to how it's eaten. So that explains why 5 peaches are sufficient. Apparently it's used as a dessert, and that provides dessert for 2 meals. But getting back to the apples, which are not chashiv, we need a much larger quantity. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yosef, Sharale Mari, Mari is Hashem, Sharale, you should release him, you should forgive him. L'Rav Menashe Bar Shaguvli, Hashem should forgive him. Why? Because he went ahead and he quoted this statement for Rav, which was V'chein le'erev, the same quantity, same shiurim applied to Erev. He attributed to the Braisa mentioned above. Says Rav Yosef, it was erroneous. Ano Amrisa Ne'alei, I myself taught this quote, the name of Rav, to Rav Menashe, Amas Nisan, and I attributed it to the Mishnah, the upcoming Mishnah, V'hu Amra Braisa, and he attached it to the Braisa, which is erroneous. Which Mishnah are we speaking about? That's not. So getting back to the shear of Maisir Ani, which is meant to be distributed to the pauper at the farm, Eim Poichsen L'Ani B'Goyren, what is the least amount distributed to the Ani when it comes to the threshing area? You can't give him less than the following amounts. Mi'chatzi kav chitin, then a half a kav of chitin, b'kav so'irin. Rimei Eimer chatzi kav so'irin, a half a kav of so'irin is enough. B'kav achetzi kusman, a kav and a half of spelt. B'kav groigrois, a kav amount of dried figs. Oi, mana dvela, mana is a weight amount of dvela, of these pressed figs, which were measured by weight. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a pras. A half a mana is enough. Continues the Mishnah, mechatzi lug yayin, a half a lug of yayin. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a revius a lug. Urvi is shemen. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a shemenius, an eighth of a lug is enough. So that's pertaining to these items on the list. What about other types of produce? Shar kalaperis. Amar Rav Shaul, you need to give him enough, sufficient amounts that he can take that and go ahead and trade it for 2 meals, sell it off, and use the proceeds to purchase food for two meals. Kadei shiyim kareim, must give him enough so that he has the ability to sell it, v'ikach behen, and purchase with them mazon shei sudais, the food for two meals. V'amar Rav, on this Mishnah Rav said, v'chein le'eruv. The same halach applies to eruv, which requires two sudais. And it is determined by the shiur mentioned in this Mishnah. So this was a Yosef challenging. He says, Rav interpreted, he applied his statement to this Mishnah, not to the aforementioned Braisa. Says Mar, what difference does it make? There's no machlekes between the Mishnah and Braisa. Each one is putting forth its own list. The Braisa has a list, the Mishnah has a list. There's no machlekes between the two. So what difference does it make where Rav said his statement? My ume dahai mehach. What's the superiority of the Mishnah over the Braisa? Elim, is it because Mishum dekotani b'ach tavlin? Because in the earlier Braisa, it contained on its list seasoning, tavlin. But tavlin lav ne'achilin enu. That's not suitable for human consumption. You can't eat it outright. And if Yosef perhaps thinks, holds, that that's not suitable for an Erev. Therefore, you must not attribute Rav's statement, v'chein le'erev, to that Braisa which contains seasoning, which is not suitable for Erev. Says Rav, that's the problem. Why is the Mishnah any better? Does not the Mishnah also mention wheat, barley? No one eats wheat and barley. So apparently, that's not a deterrent. Meaning, okay, so wheat and barley is not suitable for the Erev. But Rav can still discuss the concept of chen le'erev, that these shurim apply to Erev, pertaining to those items which are edible. So why was Rav Yosef so adamant that he must not attribute Rav to the Brais? Ella, rather, it's for the following reason. Mishum dektani chatzig lugyayin. Because the Mishnah mentions the shear of a half a log of wine, which is exactly the shear that Rav set forth for the Erev. V'amar Rav. And the Talmidim of Rav quoted Rav as saying, as holding, that's exact shear required for Erev. Ma'arvin b'shtei revi'ah shel yayin. One needs to have shtei revi'ahs, two revi'ahs halug, which means a half a lug in total, of wine for the Erev. Now, how did Rav know this? Midibayinan kuli hai. The fact that it requires so much, shema menor, apparently, ki amar Rav, v'chein le'erev, aho mas nisan ka amar. Apparently, when Rav held that the Erev has the same din as the Ma'isirani, it was pertaining to this Mishnah. He derived it from this Mishnah. And it was on this Mishnah that he issued forth that halacha. And that's how the Talmidim knew that the shear of wine needed for Erev are two revi'ahs, a half a lug in total, which is the same shear as the Ma'isirani mentioned this Mishnah. Shema mino. Indeed, this concludes this discussion. It's pretty obvious that Rav set his din on this Mishnah rather than the Braisa mentioned earlier, and therefore Rav Yosef objected to Rav Menashe attributing the quote of Rav to the Braisa, because the Gemara concluded Shema Mina. We concluded conclusively that Rav's statement meant to be on the Mishnah. Omar Mar, so we just learned of Mazon Shtei Sudais La'Erev, that when it comes to establishing an Erev, you can go ahead and gather together or combine various types of foods which total a quantity sufficient for two sudais and establish an Erev. So Rav Yosef Lameimer, so Rav Yosef figured, Ad ikka sudam ahai, u sudam ahai. And when one combines two different types of foods, he needs to do as follows. Take one meal's amount from one type of food, and another suda's worth from a different type of food. And that's how you'll combine it. But you can't split things. You can't take a half a suda's worth from this type, another half from this type, another half from another type, because each type needs to have a full quantity, a full suda quantity. We mentioned there are various different shiurim pertaining to different types of food, figs and pomegranates and the wheat and all these different things. So unless you have a full shear, a suda, from that type, it's not worth anything. You can't take a half a shear suda from one thing and a half a shear suda worth from the other thing. You can't combine in that way. It needs to be a full share suda from each type. Omli Rabba disagreed. He said, even a half, a third, and a quarter. You can combine all different types of food in any which way that you would like. Gufo, we just learned, Amara. Ma'arve mishte reviyah shal yayin. The amount of wine needed for the Erev are two reviyahs haluk, for a total of half a luk. Says the Gemara, umi ba'inukul lehai. Do we require that much? Va'atanya. And the Braisa, we seem to say otherwise. Rab Shimon lazo oimer, yayin kedei lechal boy. How much wine is needed for the Erev? The amount of wine needed to dip your bread in it. They said dip their bread in all types of dips, including wine. So that's how much wine is needed. Two dip amounts. The amount of dip needed for two meals. You don't need the amount of wine needed for drinking purposes. You can merely reckon with the wine used for a dip, and that's sufficient. Likewise, chometz, vinegar, which is also used as a dip for meat, for vegetables. Enough vinegar to be used as a dip for two meals. Zeisim v'betzolim, olives and onions, kedei le'echol behen, to be used as a side dish for shtei sudas. So you use that as a side dish, as an accompaniment with the bread. That's how much you need. You don't need the full amount, the full meal's amount of onions and olives. They're merely used as a side dish. And that's how much you need. Two side dish portions. So apparently, you only need a small amount of wine. Why does Rav require a half a luk? Says in Marahosam, the Brisa is speaking about Bechamra Mavashla, cooked wine, which is suitable for dipping, therefore a small quantity is enough. Whereas Rav is speaking about uncooked wine, which is meant for drinking purposes, and therefore a larger amount is needed. Amar, we just learned chometz, how much vinegar, kedei l'tabo boy, the amount needed for dipping. Amar Rav, gidol Amar Rav, kedei l'tabo boy, mozoin shtei sudei shal yarek. How much vinegar is needed? The amount sufficient for dipping two full meals of vegetables. Meaning, well, your entire meal consists of vegetables. That's a large amount of vegetables. Igd Amri, some say, Amrav Gidol Rav, a smaller amount. You need enough dip for the yarek hanechal b'shtei sudeis, for the vegetables eaten within two sudeis, when you're having bread and the vegetables merely being used as a side dish for the bread. So that's a much smaller amount of vegetables. Amar Mar, we just learned, Zeisim v'Psalim, olives and onions, kedei le'echol behen, mozen shtei sudeis, to be used as a side dish for two meals. U'b'Psalim ima'arvin, can one use onions for the Erev? It's harmful, it's dangerous. V'atani, we learned an eight price. Over B'Shem Malaz, pamachas, there was once a time, Shavas Rav Meir bar Disco. Rav Meir spent his Shabbos in this town at Disco. Ubodam echad lefanav, and a certain fellow came before a mayor, a person who lived far away, and actually walked over by employing the Erev Tchumen. Amar loy, so he turned to Rav Meir and he said, Rebbe, iravti b'btzolim l'tivin. I used onions to make my Erev, to allow me to walk from my city all the way to the town of Tivin, and I stopped off here along the way. Rav Meir heard that he used b'tzolim. That's not suitable. That's an invalid Erev. V'yishivu Rav Meir ba'arba'am shalai. Rav Meir sat him down within his four amas. Why? That's halacha. If a person walks out of the tchum on Shabbos, such as this person who was unjustified in walking so far on Shabbos, so he's as though he left his tchum. He says, stay within his four amas cubicle, which is considered a person's personal space, and he can't go out of that area. So apparently onions are not suitable for an Erev. It says Malay Kasha, the terrace is like this. Ha ba'olam. Rav Meir was speaking about using the leaves of the onions, which are not suitable, they're harmful. Taisis Yontif says we're speaking about the portion that protrudes past the top of the onion. So that's dangerous. Ha b'mois. Whereas the batzel discussed earlier that it is suitable for the Erev, speaking about the actual bulb, the bulb and the root of the onion, which is okay. The sani is learned in a brice. Ochal batzel. If a person ate an onion, the dangerous part of the onion, v'ishkim v'meis, and he got up in the morning and died. Ein oimrim. There's no wonder. Ein oimrim. Nobody says. No need to say m'mameis. Why did he die? What was the cause of death? V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel explained. Lo'ishono. This is only a concern. Ela ba'olam. Regarding the leaves, v'meis, the actual onion itself, less lamba, there's no concern. Even with regard to the leaves, there's no concern. Ella, if those leaves have not yet developed properly, they haven't grown. Zirsa is a shear of zeris, distance between the tip of the pinky and the tip of the thumb. It's in half amma. So it hasn't yet grown that large. But if it has developed up to that point, less than but, there's no concern any longer. Amra papa, lo yamaran. This whole concern regarding eating onions is only elderly shichra. If you hadn't drunk beer following the onion, papa was a beer maker. So only if he hadn't drunk beer. Aval ishti shichra. But this fellow drank beer, less lamba, there's no concern there whatsoever. Tana rabban, lo yichal adam batzel. One should not eat batzel, pnei nocha shaboy, on account of the juice that is contained in the batzel, which is dangerous to one's health. Umase, Reb Chanina, there was a story of Chanina, she'achal chatzi batzel. He ate a half of an onion, v'chatzi nocha shaboy, and half of the moisture and the juice was in it, v'chala v'not alamas, and he felt dangerously ill. Ubikshu chaverev rachmalov, and his friends asked Hashem for rachmanis on his account. V'chaya, and he recovered with pnei. Why did they invest this effort with pnei shasho tzrichalei? Because Klal Yisrael needed him at the time. Therefore, the chaverim davened for his sake, and Hashem responded by having Rav Chanina recover from his illness. Omer abzeira mashmo shechar bir. Ma'arim boy, one can use it for the Erev, although beer, as Tosafot explains, is mostly water. Still, it's considered to be a beverage and can be used for the Erev. That's one part of Shmuel's statement. On the other hand, let's say this beer is Mayim Shuvin. It was contained in a kli, and then this large amount of beer, which is 3 lugin, falls into a mikvah. This qualifies the mikvah, just as we know that ordinary Mayim Shuvin disqualifies a mikvah. Now we're speaking, the mikvah wasn't yet filled to the shear of 40 saw. So if it's an incomplete mikvah, and then three lugan of Mayim Shuvin, drawn water, fall into that mikvah, it disqualifies the mikvah. So Shmuel is presenting us with two sides of the coin here. On the one hand, shechar is considered to be like water and can disqualify a mikvah. On the other hand, it has the quality of a beverage and can be used for the Erev. Maskelar kan, Rav Kana asked the kasha, pshita, isn't this self-evident? V'chimai ben zel meitzeva. Of course it can disqualify a mikvah. Why would this be different than meitzeva, than colored water? This non-evident in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Eimer. Meitzeva, poisonous on mikvah, v'shleshes lugin. If colored water falls into the mikvah, it makes the mikvah possible. If this Meitzeva has an amount of 3 lugin of Mayim Shuvim. So why would I think the beer is different? What's the chiddush of Shmuel? Says more Amri, the Gemara answered, Hosam, Maya de Tziva Mikri. The Meitzeva is called Maya de Tziva, it's called water. It's regarded, it's classified as water. Therefore, it has a halach of water. As opposed to beer, Hacha Shechirikri. It's called beer. Therefore, perhaps, I would think, it's no longer classified as water. It doesn't have that ability to make a mitzvah. Like a puzzle. Comes Shmuel and tells us it does. Umakama ma'arvin. Now that we know that beer is suitable for the Erev, how much beer is needed for the Erev? Sover of Acha, Breder of Yosef. So Rav Acha, the son of Yosef, figured, Kamei of Yosef. They present in front of Yosef, Lemeimer, to say, Betrain Rivi Shechru. We need 2 quarters. Rashi says, we're speaking about a quarter of a cup, which is a lug. So 2 lug of beer, a very large amount of beer, which is actually 4 times the amount of wine needed for the Erev. As Rav told us earlier, we need a half a lug of wine. When it comes to beer, which is less chashav, less prominent, we need to have 4 times that much to lug. How do we know that this is the ratio we're meant to employ? Because it's not as we learned in the Mishnah. Hamoitzi yayin. What is the share of the malacha of haitzah if one carries into shesaravim? What is the shear for wine? There's enough wine there that can be used to properly dilute a cup, a glass of wine. That is considered to be sufficient wine if one carries it out to Rav Yitzchayev. Explains the Gemara, the Tanya Allah, and the Braisa explained this halacha. You need enough wine to properly dilute a kais yafa, a nice kais. What does that mean? My kais yafa? Kais shel bracha, the kais which is used for a bracha, brachas hamazon. How large is that kais? The Omar of Nachman, Omar Rav Ravo. Kais shel bracha, how much raw wine needs to be in that kais? Tzorach sheyeba yroiva ravis. It needs to contain a quarter of that cup. So we're speaking about a kais shel bracha, which is a ravis halog. And a quarter of that needs to be pure wine. So that when you dilute it, because you dilute one part wine with three parts water, so when you end diluting it, you'll have a revius, kadei shim zegenu. So when you dilute it, v'yamed a revius, it will result in a revius amount. Uke the Rava, as Rava taught us. And that's the proportion that's employed by diluting. The Amar Rava called chamra. If you don't have a high quality wine that can't be diluted properly, it's not worth anything. Kol chamra, any wine, deloy dori, al chad, tlasmaya, that is not diluted using this proportion. Al chad, meaning you don't mix on one. It doesn't have the ability to mix one versus one portion of wine, tlasmaya, three portions of water, meaning you can't dilute it 25% wine versus 75% of water. It doesn't have that ability. It gets too weakened. Lav chamru, it's not really wine. So the point here is that the shear of haitzah pertaining to wine, pure wine, is a quarter of this kais. This kais is a revius. And since the proportions are 25 wine versus 75% water, so a quarter of a revius of pure wine is sufficient. A sufficient quantity shear of haitzah shabbos. In order to total, after diluting, a revius of this diluted wine. Uktani seifa. Now, that was a share of wine, a quarter of the revius. Now, what about other types of mashna, other types of beverages? What is the share over there? Uktani seifa. The Mishnah proceeds and says, shor kala mashkin. What is the share regarding other types of beverages? Revius. The revius halog. Because shayfchim revius. All types of wastewater. Also has a share of revius. Says the Gemara. Made the hasam, the fact that we see that over there, the contrast between wine and other beverages is times four, because the share of wine is a quarter of the revius. The share of the other beverages is four times that much. You have four revius. Made the hasam from the fact that we see that over there, it's al chad arba, it's times four. For every one of wine, you need four times as much of other beverages. So apparently wine is four times as chashev, as significant as the other beverages. Hachanami here as well, when it comes to Erev, we want to employ this formula, al-chad arba, that we want to multiply by four. So if the share of wine is how much? A half a lug, as Rav taught us over here. So what is the share when it comes to, for instance, beer? How much is needed to establish the Erev? Four times as much, which is four times a half a lug equals two lug, as the Gemara suggested earlier. Sajan Veloi, it's not necessarily so. You can't compare the two things. Hasam, over there, when it comes to determining the shear of a haitzah of Shabbos, yes, over there we need a much larger quantity when it comes to the other beverages. Hasam, who? The batsam yihachim, because less than that amount, like chashiv, doesn't have proper chashivas. And significance and prominence is the determining factor when it comes to determining the share of haitzah. In contrast to Erev, aval hacha, by Erev, lie. Perhaps you don't eat that much. Why? Because here, it's determined by personal eating habits. David inchi, and people are accustomed to doing the following. The shasu kasu betzafet, they'll drink a cup of beer in the morning, one revius. The kasu betpanya, another cup in the evening. V'sam chiduayu. And they'll rely on those two cups, meaning just two glasses of a revius of beer are sufficient for two meals. So perhaps that's all you need. You only need the twice revius of beer, just as the share of wine is two revius. Continues the Gemara. Tamar and Bekama. How many dates are required to establish the Erev? Amar Yosef, Tamar and Bekama. Just as we learned earlier, that the share of, for instance, Gregoris, the dry figs, is a kav. Says Rav Yosef, the same thing will apply to dates. Amar Rav Yosef. Menor Aminol, how do I know that a kav of dates is sufficient? It's certainly enough. You don't need more than that. How do I know? Because we know that dates are actually considered to be higher quality fruits than figs. And if a kav is sufficient for the figs, certainly for the dates. How do I know that? The sign is willing to the price, which will prove to us that dates are considered to be higher quality produce than figs. Ochal gregris. This is pertaining to a person who inadvertently ate truma. So he had those figs of truma, and now he's coming to pay back. Vishilim tomorrow. So he paid back, instead of paying back figs, he paid back dates. Tavoy olav bracha. A bracha. He's deserving of a bracha. Because he paid more than he ate. Says Marhichi Dami, what are we speaking about? What method did he employ when he paid back the food? Ilay Malufi Damim, was he working according to value? The Ochel Minei B'Zuza, he had a zuz worth of figs. Become a Shalom B'Zuza. And he responded by paying back a zuz worth of dates. This is what he do. My Tavel of Bracha, why is he deserving of a Bracha? B'Zuza Ochel, B'Zuza Kama Shalom. He ate a zuz worth and he paid back a zuz worth. Ela lav lefi mida. Apparently, he was working according to amount, quantity. The ochel mine greva de gregris. He had a greva, an amount of figs, the shavi zuza, which are valued at a zuz. And when it came to paying back, he was gracious. Become a shamle greva de tmurim. He paid back the same amount, the same quantity, but instead of figs, he paid dates, the shavi abba, which are worth four. Uktane tavel of bracha. And that's why the Brisa says, a bracha should land on him, should come to him. He's deserving of a bracha because he paid more than he ate. He paid something of a higher value than he ate. Alma tmarim adifi. Apparently, tmarim are superior to figs. Amale abaye, not necessarily. Perhaps figs are even higher quality than dates. And perhaps the story in the Brisa was as follows. Lo'ilam, actually, the ochel minei bezuzu. He had figs which are valued at a zuz. Become a shalom bezuzah. And he responded by paying back dates which are valued at a zuz. Umay tavel of bracha. Why does the Brisa say he's deserving of a bracha? Not on account of him paying more in value, but simply because he paid something which was more attractive, more marketable, something which has higher demand, can be sold easier. That's why he gets a bracha. He ate something, figs, which is not something which is sold easily. There's not so much demand for it. So kofetz alei zvina literally means zvina, the customers don't jump on it. It's not something which is in high demand. But come a shalomle, when it came to paying back, he was gracious. He paid back midi, something the kofetz alei zvina, something which is easily sold and has high demand. So actually, you have no raya that dates are regarded higher in value than figs. Perhaps just the opposite. Why did this fellow get a bracha? Because he responded with something that can be sold easily, and therefore he gets a bracha. So pertaining to the halacha of the shir of Erev, you have no raya. You can't say, well, if kav is sufficient for the gregrois, which are lower value, certainly for the tmarim, not necessarily a tmarim, higher in value than gregrois. Continues the Gemara Shesisa. What is the amount of shesisa needed to establish the Erev? So Rashi says this is a macha, which they would make from roasted flour, putting some honey in it. So this type of paste or drink. How much is needed? Rav Acha bar Pinchas, trei shargushi. Two large spoonfuls. Kisani, what is the share of these roasted grains? Amar Abaye, trei buni de pumpadisa. Buni pumpadisa was a certain measurement. And two of these measurements. Amar Abaye, Amarli Aim, my caretaker told me. Hani kesani. So she told me these roasted grains, malu liba, are beneficial for one's heart, umuvatli machshavta, and do away with a person's worry and anxiety. Amar Abaye, Amarli Aim. My aim told me, this wasn't actually his mother because he was an orphan, it was his caretaker. She told me, Haimad isle chosha liba. If one is experiencing weakness in his heart, this is what he should do. Laisi, he should bring bistra the Atma Yemina de Dichra. You should bring meat from the Atma Yemina, the right thigh, the Dichra of a ram, and eat it in this manner. V'laisi kibuya de Re'isa. You should bring the waste of bakar, of cows, of large animals, the Nisan, in the month of Nisan, and use it as charcoal. V'lecha kibuya de Re'isa. If you can't find that waste, laisi sugaini darvasa. You should bring chips of the Arava tree, chips of Aravais, v'nichbave, and should take these, either the waste or the Arava, and turn it into a charcoal, and roast his meat over this charcoal of Nechol, and eat it, v'nishti basrei, and follow it by drinking chamar marka, diluted wine. Amar Avida Mashmo, getting back to the concept of the Shtei Sudas of Erev, says Avida, the name of Shmo, who went to follow the following formula. How much is considered Shtei Sudas? It depends how this particular food is meant to be eaten. If it's meant as a staple food like bread, then you need the entire 2 meals worth of that bread for the Erev. If it's merely something eaten as a side dish, then you need two side dish amounts. As a dessert, two dessert amounts. As a dip, 2 dip amounts. Says Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, kol shu lifton, any food which is eaten as a lifton, as a side dish, as an accompaniment to bread, then you need the amount which is sufficient to eat the bread with this for 2 meals. Kol she'ene lifton, something which is eaten on its own, not as a side dish. How much is needed? The amount which will be eaten during the 2 meals of this food. Meaning, if the entire meal is meant to be eaten with this food, then you need that much food, the amount of 2 sudas worth. So there are some examples. Basar chai, raw meat, some say we're speaking about salted meat, or as the Yavit says in Bavel, they were accustomed to eating raw meat. K'dei le'echol himenu. So this, the meat, is meant to be a primary element of the meal, therefore, we must reckon, calculate, as though the entire meal is consisting of this meat. You need 2 full meal worths of this meat. Basar tzoli, what about roasted meat? Now we have machlekes. Is it meant to be eaten on its own or together with bread? That will determine the amount needed. Rabba amar kedei lechol boy. The amount needed to eat the bread with this roasted meat, which is a smaller amount of meat. So the amount needed to conduct 2 meals in this manner with this roasted meat. Rav Yosef amar kedei lechol himenu. Need a much larger amount. 2 full meal worths, when the entire meal consists of this roasted meat. Omer Rav Yosef, how do we know we're meant to calculate with this larger amount as though the entire meal consists of this meat? Because in Persia, they eat this meat directly without the bread. Tani Parsoi, these Persians, achli tavhak, eat the pieces of these roasted meat, but without bread. So apparently, we're meant to reckon as though the entire meal is made up of this meat, and therefore a larger quantity is needed. Not only Abaye, Uparsoy Abruba Da'alma, Persians consist of most of the world. How can you determine the halacha of everybody else based on the minhag of the Persians? The rest of the people don't eat roasted meat as their main staple of their meal. It's merely eaten as a side dish, as an accompaniment to bread. Therefore, a small amount is sufficient. We're not meant to determine the halachas for the rest of the world based on an individual or just a specific locale. That's none. Haven't you looked in the Mishnah? Big de anim l'anim. If we have a small size beged, a small patch, which is merely 3 etzbois, 3 finger widths by 3 finger widths, that's small enough to be used for a pauper, to be used as a patch on his beged. So that's considered to be a beged for the ani and his makabotum. Big de anim. This small size beged, which is suitable for the anim, la'anim, is makabel tuma for the ani. Big de ashirim la'ashirim. But when we speak about an asher, wealthy person, for him, this small patch carries no value, and it's not makabel tuma for him. Only if he has a large size piece of material. Big de ashirim, as she says, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that's a prominent piece of material, and it's considered a beged for the ashir. Aval big de ashirim la'anim loy. But a pauper doesn't need to have a large size of material for him to consider it a beged. even a small piece of material is sufficient to be considered a beged for ani. Let's take a look at Rashi up on top of the Amud. This is what the Mar means to say. Big the Ashirim. For the paupers, we don't need the big the Ashirim. Ella, kivan dilididhu chazu. Since for them, even a small patch is considered a beged. It's useful. Askibasrai, we follow them. Meaning, the ani considers this a beged, so for him, it's a beged. Although, for the usher, this is insignificant. Hachanami here as well, when it comes to the Erev. Af agav dilidparsoi. Although you've told me that the Persians, for them, it's roasted meat, is not eaten together with bread. They make a whole meal out of it. Therefore, you require even a larger amount to make the Erev. The amount of two full meal worths. But that's their opinion. That's their way of life. Kivan dildan have a liftan. Since for us, it's used as a side dish. This could be shir zuta. Even a smaller shir should be sufficient for us. So we're comparing both halachas. Meaning, just as over there, the ani requires only a small beged, because for his purposes, it's fully fine. It's sufficient for use. Likewise, when it comes to the Erev, since for us, this small amount of meat is useful for two meals, because it's merely eaten as a side dish, that should be enough for our Erev. Says the Gemara, v'chitem, perhaps you'll say, we always go l'chumra. Hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. When it comes to the Kabbalah's Tumah, we're stringent. We say, well, okay, the small patch, since it's suitable for the Ani, it's Makabal Tumah. And when it comes to the Erev, as well, we'll apply a Chumrah. We'll say, all people need a large amount of meat to establish Erev. We'll go the Chumrah. Says the Gemara, we're not meant to do that by Erev. We're meant to be lenient. We want to follow the smaller share. V'atanya, but we learned in the Brayis, Rav Shimon Lazarai, Ma'arvin l'chayla, so a person was unwell. Well, a zaken, elderly person, well, how much food is needed for them? Kedem azayne, as much as they need for their two meals, which is a very small amount. Ula ravson, and conversely for an overeater, person who's gluttonous, who eats large size meals, b'sud ha'bein in the shekoladam. We don't calculate based on his meals. We apply the sud ha'bein in this amount, the average size meal, shekoladam, of your ordinary person. So apparently when it comes to Erev, we go l'kula. The chayil and the zaken, we're very lenient with them. They can even have a smaller share than your average person's meal. When it comes to the ravson, we say, we follow the standard meal size. So we always go l'kula. By the ravson, we follow everybody else's standard. By the chayil and the zaken, we follow their standards, as long as it ends and results in a kula. So likewise, when it comes to the meat, since most of the world eats it as a side dish, we're not meant to calculate based on the parsoim, who eat a large amount during their meals. So even a small amount should be sufficient for the Erev. Says the Marakashi, indeed, we leave it off with Akasha, unresolved why. Rav Yosef insisted that we need a large amount of meat for the Erev. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We learned about the concept of mazayin shtei sudas le'erev. In order to establish the Erev, you need to have the food quantity, which is sufficient for two meals. Now the Gemara explains for us, that all depends on what type of food we're speaking about. If it's a type of food which is used as a primary element of your meal, for instance, bread, then you need the entire two meal worths of that bread. But if it's something which is eaten as a side dish, lavas is a pas, or as a dip, then that's what you reckon with. You need two side dish amounts, two dip amounts, as Rashi says, two dessert amounts. The Gemara gave us some examples. For instance, peaches, 5 is enough. It's used as a dessert, it's chashev. When it comes to other types of fruits, like tapuchim, groigrois, figs, tamarim, according to the Shita of Rav Yosef, the shear is a kav. These things don't have the same prominence as a farsikin, and we need a greater amount for the Erev. When it comes to wine, Ravs tell us, 2 revios, which means a half a look. When it comes to shechar, the Gemara tells us that 2 revios are also sufficient. Because a person will drink a cup in the morning, a cup at night, that is sufficient to be considered like 2 sugars. The Gemara tells us regarding roasted meat, according to Rava, it's used as a side dish, and therefore, that's how you calculate the amount. As much as is needed to eat together with your bread in two meals. Now, regarding being metzarif of different types of foods, Rav says, you need to have at least one suda worth of each type. You can take one suder volume of one type, combine it with another one, and make your air. Rabbi says, you can mix and match all different types of foods, take a half a suda worth from one type, a quarter of the other type, put it all together, as long as the total amount equals two sudas. The Gemara concluded, when it comes to calculating, establishing the share of Erev, we always go the kula, we follow the lenient path.